This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
At the dawn of the 21st century, Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance, created a beautiful film of incalculable cultural value, an action-packed remake of the old classic Casablanca for the modern age. For reasons unconfirmed, this film has been hidden from the public. By accidentally tasting the salmon of knowledge and absorbing the wisdom of the ages, we found enough of the script to deliver to you the masterpiece as it was originally intended. This is The Bootsy Boys' Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
Looking for something worth dying for?
Dancing hot sex man, adventure romance. He will kick several Nazis and get in your pants. He's got two guns, looks young for his age. He's the fucking Blackbird!
Previously on The Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird. For reasons unclear, our heroes and Laszlo took to the desert and found themselves at a strange ancient monastery. But not all was as it seemed.
You idiot, Laszlo. These aren't monks. These are Nazis.
And Mick finally does away with the dastardly Colonel Meyerkopf, a couple dozen birds, and one innocent child. But never mind that. Welcome to The Bootsy Boys' Michael Flatley's Blackbird, Episode 6, The Blackbirds and the Blackbird Bees.
Ah, the theater. It's almost time for the dress rehearsal. Isla is talking to a second female character.
So, how are you finding acting with Mick?
Not bad. He is a bit intense, though.
Yeah, he can be like that. But enough about Mick. What do you say us two ladies talk about something other than a man for once?
Sure.
So, what did you have for lunch?
A pasta with a bechamel sauce.
Sounds great. Okay, that'll do. We don't have to talk anymore. Time for the rehearsal.
Mick? Mick? Blackbird?
Blackbird storms onto the stage, performing a fusion of traditional Irish and modern tap that only Blackbird can.
You called?
Oh, Mick, you've still got it.
Who's Mick? I'm Blackbird.
Okay, well, Blackbird, you've still got it. All right, time to rehearse the big emotional scene between Raven and Elsa.
This is the scene where I kill Nazis?
No, we've been over this. You only do that in the big final scene. You know, when you take out the two guns.
Hold up! What is this piece of shit Nazi doing here?
Oh, hey, Mick, it's only me, Sam, your piano player, bartender, and occasional sidekick. I got an extra role in the musical as a Nazi.
Isla, you know I can't perform with Nazis. They never remember their lines.
Blackbird, this is Sam. Sam, your piano player, bartender, and occasional sidekick.
No. This is a Nazi. A fucking Nazi. And Sam died in that big cool explosion.
You know, that's a really interesting story, actually. You see, for me,
okay,
explosion...
time for the rehearsal. Places, everyone.
I'll be keeping my eye on you, Sam.
And action.
Blackbird storms onto the stage, performing a fusion of traditional Irish and modern tap that only Blackbird can. The actress from earlier is also there.
Oh, Raven! I'm just too worried about you!
Come on, Elsa. It's totally cool. I've got all this spy business under control.
If it was just that, I'd be okay. But the dancing, too? Think of your millions of fans! You can't let them down.
You think I don't care about them? You think I don't lie awake at night? Thinking? Oh, sorry, everyone.
Ah! Oh, you shot me, Mick. No, it's just in the stomach, though. I'm fine, everybody.
Nazi! We've got a Nazi here!
Holy shit!
No, it's fine, really. I'll manage.
Blackbird, how did you even... That's meant to be a stage gun!
Those things don't feel the same. It's all about the weight. It's like cupping your balls. You really gotta feel it. Besides, came in handy when this Nazi tried to attack us.
He's not a Nazi! We've been over this! Take your hand out of your pants!
Is anyone actually going to call a doctor? Because I know I said I was okay, but it's quite a lot of blood.
I knew this wouldn't work out. I knew I couldn't work with you. I was a fool to think you could be a part of a team.
But Isla! Wait!
Blackbird chases after Isla, performing a fusion of traditional Irish and modern tap that only Blackbird can. Sam dies again. Interior bedroom. After a stressful rehearsal, Mick retreats to his bedroom alone, which is rare for him. Mick looks into the mirror. He gets lost in his own eyes for a moment, and is then distracted by the sight of his bow tie.
Damn it! If I can't tie a tie, how am I meant to perform the role of a lifetime tomorrow afternoon?
Mick throws his tie on the ground. He falls back onto his bed and cries one single masculine tear. Mick answers. It's Isla. She's been crying, but crying in a sexy love interest way.
Mick, I'm so sorry. I've been such a fool. I know I've tried to hide it, but you're the one I've wanted all along.
Mick embraces Isla gently, with his muscly arms that are remarkably toned for a man of my age. They fall back onto the bed, and Mick's spine takes the fall with no issue at all, due to the youthfulness of his physique.
No, Mick, I love you.
I'll be right back. Rock bottom?
Mick, I'm so sorry. I've been such a fool all these years. I know I tried to hide it, but you're the one I wanted all along.
Mick looks back at Isla, and then back to rock bottom. The three of them tangled in a steaming hot love triangle. Both Isla and Rock Bottom are in awe of Mick's stamina. Although his lovemaking considerations are divided, they both feel special. Mick catches his reflection in the mirror at the back of the room. He is mesmerized by the incredible act of selfless lovemaking he is watching. The face of his reflection begins to warp and obscure. Mick's own reflection becomes that of his father's.
You're doing a great job, Mick. I'm proud of you, son.
Mick's mirror dad gives him a big thumbs up.
Shh, my loves. I'll be back.
When Mick sees who's on the other side of the door, he turns white as a ghost. But a ghost with a really good tan and regular moisturizing routine.
Sam?
Hello, Mick.
But you're dead. I shot you.
I sure did take a big old tumble, Mick.
But... forget it. Just promise me you'll never die again, you big lug.
Mick and Sam go in for a hug. Sam gently massages Mick's butt cheeks. Mick opens the door while still embracing Sam, It's a Nazi!
Mick, I've been ein fool. Will you take me back?
Several orgasms later, Laszlo is standing in the hallway with his ear to the door, horrified at what he is hearing.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
Open down.
That's not where it goes, but no.
I'm Sam. That's great.
Hot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mick.
It hurts a little bit, but I like it.
Mick.
Hey, Laszlo.
Hey, are you guys having an orgy? Is there any room for little old Laszlo?
Orgy? What orgy? What's an orgy?
I can see everyone inside. Hi, honey.
Hi, Laszlo.
We're just, reading. We're all reading.
But I don't see any books and everyone's so sweaty.
Reading!
You'll pay for this, Blackbird!
Can our story get any steamier than this? Find out the answer to this question and much more on the next episode of The Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
Ooh, play it again, Sam.
The Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird is a Headstuff production presented by Mob Theatre Dublin. The show was written by the Bootsy Boys, directed by Mikey Fleming, edited by Michael Sullivan, performed by Edwin Salmon and Finbar Doyle, and featuring the Bootsy Boys. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at The Bootsy Boys. And if you'd like to support our future podcast endeavours and access some sweet bonus content, consider becoming a member of Headstuff Plus at headstuffpodcast.com. And if you like the podcast, please share it with that one friend who only ever talks about podcasts whenever you speak to them. Tell Podcast Dave he'd like this podcast. Goodbye, Podcast Dave.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.